Well, no.
Okay.
Was that 5 minutes?
At least. It wasn't, I got chewed out for over budgeting on the time.
He was explaining the process too.
So, Administrator Coe, would you like to assume your chair?
Sure, absolutely.
So, what would you like to knock out tonight? I said what?
You got quiet, didn't you?
You want to do administration?
We'll start with like finance and court. I know those are pretty short.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to do that?
That's good.
It's your program.
I actually anticipated that. So I did a quick look through of finance, make sure I kind of remembered what some of the more significant things were. So the thing to remember about finance and administration is it's a internal service that's allocated to all the departments. So it, by function, it balances. I'm on page 41.
Of what section?
Section 4.
4?
4.
4,
yes.
Uh-huh. Any comments?
So things like, so the charges, the increase in charges just reflects the increase in expenses down below, because the expenses down below, personal services plus materials and services plus transfer plus contingency equals the admin charges on line 2. So that's the way these funds have been, were set up, because they are an internal service fund. So they have to pay for themselves through the fees to other departments. So there's not really a significant change in like personal services, because no staff was changed. The only increase is just due to health insurance rates, a little bit there, a little bit in cost of living and wages. Materials and services, there's some adjustments there based on activity this year. You'll see a couple of lines, go up a little bit for a total of about $3,000. The transfer, you'll see that jumped. That's because we're anticipating a software project in the CEP. So we did put in an additional $20,000 there. So that's finance.
I did have a question. This year you've spent $500 on professional services. I don't see it in next year's budget. What was that?
That was an unexpected fee that we had to pay out in this year, but I don't expect to pay it next year.
And then printing and advertising, I noticed it was over budget, but you haven't increased your budget next year. These binders are beautiful, but how much does it cost to print them in color?
Most of that is not going to be a budget document. There is a little bit. I suppose a few hundred dollars to produce the budget document. No, most of that are things like through the year, printing and advertising, such as the notices to the Register Guard, which are a little spendy. I've tried to use a local paper to actually save money, but that didn't work quite so well this year. But the Register Guard is going to be, I think the ad for such as the budget notice, where you have a little display ad, is a few hundred dollars. So you can eat up $2,300 pretty quick.
So are you budgeting adequately for next year?
I believe so.
And same for internet? You're over budget this year?
Internet is allocated across, accounts payable allocates that across all the departments.
And like Public Works, there was a one-time we changed where we get our email from, and that one-time expense was included in internet services this year, and we didn't anticipate changing. So that's why you see a bump in this year, but not next year.
Great.
Yeah, and I believe the cost is going down quite a bit going forward, right? So. Okay. And then court, turn to page 46. Court can be a little bit challenging because there, that budget is dependent on activity, you know, that's being handed to it from the police department. So, but we do try and budget adequately, but conservatively when it comes to revenue and what we actually think we might be able to, you know, see. Personnel services, you notice went down 4,000.
I'm sorry, I have a question about the court fines.
Sure.
You have 69,000 so far this year. The year's more than three quarters over. You budgeted 160,000 for the year, so you're less than half. But you budgeted an increase for next year, and in 15, 16, and 16, 17, you didn't come anywhere near 160,000. Can you explain that?
You want to take that?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Quite honestly, a lot of the muni court fines is directly related to staffing in the police department. In the last couple of years, we've been struggling to get the staffing back up to what's been allocated. And here in this last year, we're just about back on track to be back to full strength. So we anticipate those numbers coming back to what they've been previously. If you go back several more years, you'll see we were up at that level in the past. But when you're having most of your officers in training or not having your full staffing, they're not spending as much time out doing traffic enforcement. And Chief Morris knows that that's a primary focus to get that taken care of.
Just doesn't seem very conservative. I mean, it seems kind of more optimistic.
If you were at traffic court this last Thursday, you would have saw a huge spike in the increased number of traffic tickets.
More unhappy people?
Actually, a majority of people just paid, didn't show.
Yeah, that's nice.
We were looking at, it was just proposed in the past couple of weeks, a public safety, looking at a dedicated traffic officer for the first time in memory, will be full-time doing traffic. So that'll
see my Dairy Queen.
Yes, so.
So when we talk about certain paradigms that the budget committee might forward towards the council, our community has identified to us that traffic enforcement is something that we're lacking in, and therefore an action plan is put into place and directions have been given to enforce traffic. So we're going to see an increase of fines.
And again, at the scale we're at, where small changes make a huge, you know, it's hard to average things. It doesn't take much dedication from a traffic officer, you know, or a focus on traffic to really change those numbers pretty fast. So, and again, it's the small scale of things.
Catch one semi-truck speeding and there's your budget for the year.
Traffic lights in town, Jason could probably explain more to what they are, but they illuminate at certain times. Like if you went from here and you were going west on 10, there's a big yellow line around that traffic sign there. It's supposed to help people recognize you're in a stop light there. I don't know if it's doing it because you always look left or right if you're going to cross
multiple times.
At 6 or wherever you're at, make sure you look left or right because people get hit there. And that budgeting a police officer to go out and traffic that will pay for it. So, no point.
I think we're also looking, the city's looking at sending officers to training to handle equipment violations, like on trucks, which we're a freight route, we're the designated alternate Site 5, so
people avoid the scales by coming through here.
Right, right. And I think it's the emergency federal freight route, you know, the secondary one. So a lot of out-of-town volunteers ready to step up and bolster the budget. Anyway.
Thank you.
That was, please continue.
Okay, so still on court. In personal services, you'll notice the total on line 20 has gone down about $4,000. I think most of that is due, because I know rates and things have gone up, you know, like I mentioned. But we did have two reserve officers, or not reserve officers, but security and bailiff positions budgeted in 17, 18, I believe, and we reduced that to one. The current judge that just came on is comfortable with the bailiff that she has, and so she was fine with just budgeting the one position. So I think that's why that went down. Materials and services went up about $6,000, and you can see that in administration charges went up about $2,000, and the judge's contract that council approved went up by about $4,000. That's court. Any other questions in court?
Nope.
Okay.
It's about 8:30. So maybe you want to ready to adjourn, or you want to do a little more? What's your pleasure? It's a good stopping point. All right. So our next meeting. Everyone okay with just take a stab at next Thursday at 6:30? That work for everybody? And Ms. Brady, if you don't get answers to your satisfaction during the week, contact me. I'll contact staff. If they tell me they did answer them to what they thought was a satisfactory level, then we'll bring it here.
Okay.
All right.
I'm that kid.
And Jason, I think Katie's got some interesting thoughts on different approaches philosophically, which would rise to a different level, but you might enjoy a conversation if your work permits it.
Sure.